Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, folks, this program is sponsored in part by the BCTGM, that's the Bankers Union, and also LIUNA, Local 373. We appreciate their support. Folks, just as a reminder, please go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Download the free app for your iPhone or your Android. And with that app, you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time, right there on your smartphone. And guys, I got to tell you, there are some stations that carry us live in the morning, but they only carry us for 1 hour. If you want to catch the other hours, that app's the way to do it. We really appreciate that. Hey, joining me today, we've got Doug Cunningham of Workers Independent News, the man, the myth, the news guy.
Hey, Charles. Great to be with you as usual to talk about this labor news and everything happening around the country. Or not everything, but as much as we can fit in, at least.
Yeah, there you go. We need more time, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. There's so much happening out there, and this is such an important movement, this human rights movement of ours that we call the labor movement. And right off the bat, I want to talk about this organization who is out to deal a death blow to unions all over America. So you should know about this organization. Not that I think they're going to succeed.
Yeah,
but you know,
they've tried that one before.
yeah. But it's good to keep your eyes on these tip-of-the-spear organizations that think they're going to spear the labor movement when the solid majority of Americans support the labor movement and have ever since, what, the 1930s in a Gallup poll.
Right.
So they're going against the wind. But it's called the State Policy Network. They are these right-wing billionaire think tanks, and I would argue in some respects almost neo-fascist.
The Koch brothers. And
the Bradley Foundation, those kind of people. 49 states they're active in right now.
Right.
And there was the Center for Media and Democracy did an expose about them. They described them as the tip of the spear of far-right nationally funded policy agenda organizations in the states that undergirds the extremists in the Republican Party currently. And this organization called the Freedom Foundation, which has nothing to do with
that. Sounds so warm and fuzzy. I'm so free.
They're getting real
I'm
slick.
Free.
You know, I think they've abandoned the skinhead jackboot Nazi swastika thing, and they're just coming at us with these all soft.
Oh, wait
buttons.
A second, wait a second. Did they stop with the sheets?
I think so. I think that's a fashion faux pas these days for the ultra-right. You know, we'll see. But the city of Portland, Oregon, is now involved in a couple of lawsuits. Okay, I guess they want the names and the addresses of union members, public workers, because they want to go directly to these public workers and harass them, try to get them to drop out of their unions.
Yeah, so, you know, and you know, here's the thing about this. Here's the thing about this, okay? Imagine, folks, and this happened in Pennsylvania. This happened with teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You get this right-wing, radical, antisocial, you know, God forbid, do we know whether or not they're a child molester or not, saying, oh, you're a civil servant, so we get to know where you live. As you know, I get to show up at your house anytime I want. Oh, I get to do to you whatever I want. I get to tell you where you spend your paycheck. I get to tell you whether or not you can go, how about to this church or that synagogue, or you're not allowed to go to a mosque. People think that they own civil servants. And let me tell you something. No, you don't. And civil servants have the right to vote. Civil servants have the right to join PACs. Civil servants have the right to defend themselves. And by God, they will.
Right on, they will. And this is intimidation, and this is made possible by the attacks on public workers that have gone on in the past, like here in Wisconsin with Governor Walker and others, who are trying to rip apart and dismantle workers, okay? Workers, not just unions. They're trying to dismantle the workers' ability to have this freedom to come together and to organize and to collectively bargain and to come
now,
together.
Now, wait a second. You know, Doug, if I want to be a member of the Ku Klux Neo-Non, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I if I want to belong to the Second Amendment buddies and us, I have a right to do that.
Yeah.
At what point in time do these people actually, for the love of God, think that they have the right to try and intimidate somebody because they work for the civil service. And you know, folks, I got to tell you something. Across the spectrum, about 40% of the civil service in this country are U.S. military veterans. Just saying.
Amen. Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know what we spent collectively a lot of money to teach them how to do?
Defend.
Right. And break things to try and hurt Americans.
That's right. Yeah. And by the way, that's a good segue. The veterans thing is a good segue for this next story. Okay. And I wanted to get to this before we have run out of time on this. There is a national boycott day of action against Nabisco. Okay. Why, you may ask? Well, because Nabisco and its parent company, Mondelez, has outsourced jobs by the hundreds and maybe more. 600 American workers lost their jobs in Chicago making Nabisco snacks that you know and love, things like Oreos, Ritz crackers, Chips Ahoy cookies, right? They could just as easily have continued to make them in Chicago. But the company decided, oh, no, we're going to ship them over to Mexico. And guess what? We're going to still bring them back to the U.S.
Wait a second, Doug. Aren't our Republican friends saying we need to build a wall to protect American jobs?
That's right. A wall that keeps those cookies, you know, where they belong, right? So, and so there's going to be this National Day of Action tomorrow, and this is a boycott, and they're serious about this. The bakery union who represented these workers and other labor allies and community allies and interfaith groups, you know, who see the immorality here, they're calling on people, don't let this happen. Don't continue to buy and eat these cookies from Nabisco, knowing that they destroyed those jobs, and also knowing that they pay the CEOs. They may have changed CEOs recently, but the CEO is making around $16 million a year at Nabisco. And on Veterans Day, Will Adig, the head of the Union Veterans Council, went with some laid-off veterans, military veterans, who were former Nabisco workers, and they went to the CEO's office, to the headquarters, and they tried to get in to talk to the CEO. They wanted them to hear these union veterans, members of unions and military veterans who were former Nabisco workers, to come and talk to them about how their lives have been affected by this, and to urge Nabisco and the CEO to bring back those jobs that they sent to Mexico. They showed up in the lobby with Tafari Gebre from the AFL-CIO and Will Adig from the Union Veterans Council and veterans, military veterans. And guess what? They sent some lackey down to the lobby.
Wouldn't meet with them, huh?
Delivered letter. Would not meet with them. Would not meet with them. Wouldn't give veterans.
Wait a second. You know, and let me say this again, okay? Doug, the company decided to make a couple extra bucks that they're going to ship off Oreo cookies to Mexico for production. They're not going to charge the American public any less.
No, right. That's right.
They're going to increase their profits. They're going to stick more money in their pockets, and they're going to sacrifice Americans and American veterans and their jobs and the community in Chicago just so they could stick a couple extra bucks in their pocket.
And they don't even have the decency or respect for veterans or for workers to actually sit down and talk to them and listen to what they have to say.
Yeah, he's too important. I mean, my God, he's making $25,000 an hour.
Yeah, and if they get away with this, of course, then they're going to probably get a bonus. You know, the execs that pulled this off, oh, we get a bonus for this. Look at the profits are up. And so they're going to be able to come back and just do it again, repeat, you know, repeat, repeat. And this is immoral. This is unconscionable. This is un-American. This is not patriotism for America. This is disrespect for veterans, disrespect for workers, disrespect for American families, working families, never mind unions, just disrespect, period, for workers. Because the workers in Mexico are being disrespected too, because they're being used as a pawn in this game, in this corporate game, to screw over all these workers, and they're doing it in such a way that they get a pat on the back from their boards and from their corporate honchos when they actually pull this off and can still keep the profit margins up. So the Nabisco boycott nationwide, ongoing, but tomorrow a day of action around the country on this very important issue. And again, I don't care whether you're in a union or not, whether you put an R after your name politically or a D or an I or whatever it is. We come together, folks, on this. Come together on these American values. You treat American workers right. Treat us with respect. Pay us what we deserve to earn. Make us, you know, whole in terms of our abilities to collectively bargain and to have those rights of free association. If we want to join a union, that's the USA American right to do that. And don't allow or put up with any nonsense from anybody, whether they call themselves Nabisco, Mondelez, or the Freedom Foundation, or whatever euphemism they come up with. If they're coming after you and your family, and your livelihood and your rights as Americans, as workers, you gotta absolutely reject it and fight back against it.
There you go. Doug, always a pleasure. We appreciate you being with us. How do we find out more?
WorkersIndependentNews.com is the website. You can get a hold of me directly, Wynn@DougCunningham.com, if you want to do that. But I just urge people to contact me and stay in touch with me and stay tuned. This worker battle in the media, we're uplifting worker voices. We're going to continue to do that here on the Union Edge and elsewhere, and I'm going to be part of it as we go forward. And I'd love to hear from people about this. So stay strong and defend your rights, and don't let politics divide us, folks, on these very important worker issues.
There you go. Solidarity, brother. Appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.